Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
With over 2,300 hotels across the U.S. and Canada, Best Western is perfect for our annual spring hiking trip. It feels a little like Okay, back to the hotel. What a great day. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to The Ice Guys, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. This is the show that takes you into the world of the National Hockey League. Every game, every day, from a sports-friendly perspective. With pro handicappers Alex B. Smith, Andrew McKinnis, and Ian Cameron, and veteran sports writer Jimmy Murphy.
And now, here's your host, Ian Cameron.
Welcome to the Ice Guys, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network, Tuesday, November 23rd. Ian Cameron with you. We should have Jimmy Murphy momentarily as well. Andrew and Alex will be rejoining us tomorrow on the big, and I mean big, Wednesday edition of the Ice Guys, because it is a loaded pre-Thanksgiving NHL card on Wednesday. A ton of games are going to be taking place. It's going to be a fun, exciting show. We've got 14 NHL games on the docket for Wednesday, the eve of Thanksgiving. So that is going to be an exciting show tomorrow. We're looking forward to it. But today, we've got just a little appetizer, I guess you could say, before tomorrow's big slate, with just three games tonight on this Tuesday NHL slate. We will break them all down, as we always do here on the Ice Guys. But before we do that, we'll look back on Monday's slate. And we start by looking at Columbus and Buffalo, which just all of a sudden a shootout unfolded here in this game. And the Columbus Blue Jackets looked like they were going to take control of the game. They took a 5-2 lead. Dustin Tokarski ends up getting pulled for the Buffalo Sabres in that game. And but then Buffalo, two goals to close the gap to 5-4. Buffalo put the pressure on in the third period, but the Jackets hold on. They survive. They put the empty netter in to make it 6-4, and they go on to win 7-4 last night in that game. Of course, Chris Otto, who's one of our great viewers, supporters of this show, the Ice Guys, who does just a remarkable job tracking first period, second period, third period totals, as well as goal in the first 10 minutes, yes or no. He's done just a terrific job tracking all of that stuff throughout the season. And if you will notice, the Buffalo Sabres now, with that game last night against Columbus, they have now seen their games gone over the total in the second period 12 straight times. How about that? That's 12 straight second period overs. That's second period over 1.5 goals. It has happened now 12 straight games for the Buffalo Sabres. So just a remarkable streak, to be honest with you, and something to keep watch over. and maybe just keep riding until it stops cashing at this point. But it happened again last night, and definitely now for the Buffalo Sabres, the over 5.5, which was a pretty popular bet on yesterday's show, came in with relative ease as well. And I believe that was Andrew McGinnis's best bet as well. Was a Columbus, I should say, on the money line. So a good job there by Columbus in the 7-4 win. I believe Jimmy liked the Jackets puck line as well in that game. But Jimmy, I think we've got him now with us, but I'll mention it to him here. It's pretty, actually, it looks like his, I'm just seeing, it looks like his connection has been froze just for a moment in time here, but we'll see if we can get Jimmy back with us in just a second. But we'll ask him about this Buffalo trend here. And see what his thoughts are. 12 straight second period overs. And look, coming into the season, what did we say about Buffalo? That their defense was going to give up goals. It took a while for that to happen. Early in the season, they were actually playing
better.
Let me
get right back to you guys. I'll be right back.
There we go. We're going to get Jimmy back with us in just a second, and we'll get his thoughts. You got to love internet technology, don't you? It always works when you want it, need it to, right? Not. Anyway, Vegas and St. Louis. We've got St. Louis 5-2 victory over the Vegas Golden Knights. It was a great first 10 minutes for Vegas. And if the game ended there, it would have been a victory, but you don't play 10 minutes, you play 60 minutes. And after that, it was all St. Louis. They end up five unanswered goals, including three in the final 10 minutes of the second period to erase that early 2-0 deficit. And they end up winning 5-2 in that game, a bounce back game for the Blues after losing to Dallas. So give them credit for that performance. We saw the Nashville Predators sneak past the Anaheim Ducks 3-2 last night in that one. Back home after a couple of losses on the road. So credit to Nashville there. The Winnipeg Jets, disappointing because I thought they were swarming the Pittsburgh Penguins in the first period. In fact, very fortunate Pittsburgh to be out of that period 1-0 down. It was all Jets in the first period. And quite frankly, once they got out of that period 1-0, Pittsburgh, I should say, once they got out of that period 1-0, I'm like, this is bad news for Winnipeg. You know, they should be up 2-3-4-0 at this point. They didn't capitalize on a bunch of their chances. They were out shooting Pittsburgh something like 16-5 in the first period. And really from that point on, Pittsburgh, they got better and better and better and stronger as the game went on. And Winnipeg, you know, their play regressed, you know, as the game went on. They get the tying goal from Zucker, and then they get a 2-1 goal and then an empty net goal to put it away, 3-1. And look, this Penguins team now, that's basically three road wins in a row, Montreal, Toronto, and Winnipeg, where this team is really playing some structure and sound defensive hockey in their own end. You give them a ton of credit for that. They've really done a good job just keeping opposing teams to the outside. And that's been the critical key to them winning these last three games. Their defensive game as a team has been magnificent during these last three wins. I don't want to take everything away from Tristan Jarry. He's been good, but he's also been benefiting from a great effort defensively from the entire Penguins team in front of him in these last three games. So you give the Penguins credit for that. Another good road win for them, 3-1 last night. Give the Ottawa Senators a lot of credit too. I mean, first game in a week with COVID shutdown, still some key players missing. They didn't get everybody back for that game last night. And they took it toe-to-toe with the Colorado Avalanche last night. Very impressive. They end up losing 7-5. Really unfortunate that it was not a great game in net for Gustafson. It wasn't a great game in net for either goalie. Darcy Kemper was pretty rough as well. But Philip Gustafson, the goal that tied it for Colorado, 5-5, he's got to stop that. You know, it was the goal by Rantanen on the power play. It was right through him. I mean, your team's battling their keisters off last night in that game in a difficult situation. Haven't played in over a week there. The effort was just outstanding for Ottawa. You just need your goalie to make a routine save there. Gustafson wasn't able to do it. And then Alex Newhook ends up, you know, kicking the puck to his skate, from his skate to his stick, and he puts it in for the game winner. And then they add the empty netter to make it 7-5. But credit to the Ottawa Senators for the effort they put up in a difficult situation playing their first game in a week. And give the San Jose Sharks credit. Maybe Carolina running out of gas. You know, it's been a long road trip for them out west, but give the Sharks credit. They rallied to beat the Hurricanes last night by a score of 2-1 in overtime. And, you know, we need to keep talking about this now with Reimer. He continues to play well for the Sharks. And enough, Bob Bugner, enough with this going back and forth with your two goalies. Right now, James Reimer's the better goalie. Stick with him. All right. He's playing better than Aiden Hill. There's no reason to go back and forth like this. Ride him at this point. He's played good for the Sharks, and he played well once again last night, leading the Sharks to a 2-1 victory over a very good Carolina Hurricanes team in overtime. We got Jimmy back with us. He's looking good. He's sounding good. Jimmy, some thoughts on what we saw last night?
Yeah, I mean, that Columbus-Buffalo game, you know, that might have been one of the easiest overs we'll have there. You just saw that one coming there. But overall, the games across the board, look, Pittsburgh, huh? I mean, they're for real right now, and they're playing a grinding physical game. Andrew called it on that one. I believe he was the only one out of us that went under, and he called the type of game. It was exactly that. It had a playoff feel to it. And give Pittsburgh credit, some huge road wins going on right now for them. After the win in Toronto, I thought maybe a little let down in Winnipeg, but no such thing. So a lot of credit to Mike Sullivan and the Penguins right now. And like you said, Carolina just looked like they ran out of some gas there. But you mentioned it, Reimer. I mean, this guy is one of the better stories in the NHL thus far this season. So they should ride him in San Jose. And San Jose is one of these teams that every time we feel like they're going to start to fade, they don't. And they come back with a big win. So credit to them right now. They are not out of it by any means.
No, they're not. And in fact, this has been, let's be honest, this has been better starts to the year for all three Cali teams, Anaheim, LA, San Jose. There's no doubt that they've definitely played better and exceeded my expectations for them going into the year. So, but again, we've seen this before, right? We've seen years where the Buffalo Sabres, for example, they have a nice little start, and then post-Thanksgiving in the United States, they fall off the map. You know, and that's going to be the test now for these teams that have had this little better than expected start. Can they make it last? Can they sustain this December, January, toward the All-Star break, toward the trade deadline, give themselves a chance maybe? That's going to be the big test for some of these teams moving forward. All right, we got three games tonight. We'll start with the Philadelphia Flyers and the Tampa Bay Lightning. We got Tampa Bay minus 160, home favorites here, 5.5 the total in this one. Lots to dissect here. Have to start with the injury to Braden Point, obviously, for the Tampa Bay Lightning. You never want to lose a player of that significance. I mean, just someone that drives the play for the Lightning. I find a lot of the rushes up the ice, he's a big catalyst in getting those started for Tampa Bay. You just don't have that now without him in the lineup. So the little bit of shuffling with John Cooper's lines as a result of this, and of course, he didn't play in the game against Minnesota on Sunday, but no problem offensively. They still find a way in that game to get the victory over the Minnesota Wild by a score of 5-4. And even in the loss to New Jersey, 5-3 the day before, you know, they've still been able to score 8 goals here these last two games. But some shuffling with the lineup. It looks like Andre Palat, Steven Stamkos. And here's another one of these situations that I absolutely circle when it comes to player props, either points or to score a goal. A player getting elevated in the lineup and the price with the prop not reflecting that. And I'm talking about Alex Barré-Boulet here for this Tampa Bay Lightning team, who's playing on the top line now with the absence of Braden Point alongside Stamkos and Palat. And lo and behold, what happens on Sunday? Scores a goal for the Tampa Bay Lightning playing on that top line against the Minnesota Wild. So from a player prop standpoint, this is just one of those, you know, those routine situations that I like to take advantage of. Elevated in the lineup, guy that played in the bottom six most of the season is now playing on the top line, and you can get pretty outrageous prices for someone like Barré-Boulet, like plus 325, plus 350 for a guy that's going to get top line minutes tonight for the Tampa Bay Lightning. So that is definitely a goal scorer prop that piques my interest here in this game tonight against Philadelphia. As far as the side and total goes, you got the Flyers off back-to-back losses to Boston and Tampa Bay. We'll see if they bounce back. This is that short turnaround revenge situation for the Flyers. They lost at home to Tampa Bay last week. It was a Thursday night game, 4-3 in a shootout, but they led that game 2-0, kind of let it slip away. We'll see if they can get back on track here. You got Tampa Bay. They've won 3 of their last 4, but you look at the Philly win was in a shootout. The Minnesota win was in a shootout. The Tampa, the New Jersey game, they ended up losing 5-3, a miserable third period in that game. They were up 3-1, and they could not hold the lead. The Devils came back and won that game by a score of 5-3. I'm leaning fly. I probably have a small play on the Flyers here at this price, to be honest. Now that it's gone up to plus minus 160 here, Tampa Bay, you know, is not exactly winning games comfortably here these last three. You got a Flyers team that, win or lose, they're off consecutive losses at home. They're now going on the road for a little two-game Florida swing here. They're in Florida. They're against the Panthers tomorrow night. I expect a really solid effort here from the Flyers. And look, Andrei Vasilevskiy, who's going to be in net tonight, he's kind of looked not quite himself the last couple of times he's been in between the pipes for Tampa. Carter Hart's been good. He's been actually much better of late, no question. Maybe a little struggle early in the season, and we know last year went pretty poorly for him, but there's no doubt Carter Hart is improving. And look, he's starting to make Team Canada management notice for the upcoming Olympics that maybe he's going to be looked at potentially for the Canada roster come the Winter Olympic hockey tournament in February. So I think, you know, in this, at this price, I'm willing to take a shot with the Flyers here. It's not going to be a significant bet. There's not really that one standout bet I like in this short three-game card tonight, but I do think I'm going to put a few bucks down here on the Philadelphia Flyers. Plus 140 here, a little short turnaround revenge now on the road. And actually, to be honest, the Flyers haven't played that badly on the road this year at 4-3, whereas the Lightning are just 500. You know, they have a 5-5 home record this year, Tampa Bay. So I'm going to look toward the Flyers here as a road dog. Jimmy, any thoughts here, Flyers and Lightning?
Yeah, I'm staying away from the side here. And you mentioned Carter Hart, and I'm going to look, obviously, at him as well for what might happen in this game. And I think you're going to get a goaltending duel. Vasilevskiy has been lights out. He's been unreal. So I like the low-scoring game here. Give me the under 5.5 is my only play for this game.
Yeah, uncharacteristic for Vasilevskiy, the New Jersey game. On Saturday, where it was just the third period got away from not only him, but the entire team. And the one thing about Vasilevskiy is, like any goalie, he's a human being. He's going to have a couple games where he doesn't look his best, but those little blips on the radar, they don't last very long. I find he'll have a game or two where he doesn't look good, and boy, it won't last longer than that. He'll get back on track, and maybe that's going to be the case tonight. But yeah, the under, and by the way, it was over last week with these two teams, but you know, sometimes when they play each other, the same two teams in a short span of time, like less than a week, like this game will be tonight for the rematch, sometimes you see the reverse of what we saw in the first meeting, where you saw high scoring last week, you see lower scoring maybe tonight. So Jimmy liking the under, and I'm going to take a shot here with Philly here as a road dog. Edmonton-Dallas, we've got Dallas minus 110 to minus 115, home favorites here, 6 the total in this game. Dallas Stars finally putting some wins on the board. You know, they're still a long way away from looking like a great hockey team, but you got to start somewhere, and they've won 3 of their last 4, all of them at home, by the way. 3 straight home victories for them against Philly, Detroit, and St. Louis. Problem is, none of those teams are Edmonton, you know, so this is going to be a big step-up challenge here for the Dallas Stars tonight, taking on the Oilers, who have won back-to-back games coming into this one against Winnipeg and Chicago, and now they're starting a little bit of a Western road trip. They're in Dallas tonight. They're going to be in Arizona tomorrow on that massive Wednesday slate. And then they go to Vegas over the weekend. So a little road trip starting for Edmonton. I usually like the idea of backing teams, you know, on the beginning of a road trip, but I also respect what Dallas has done in each of their last 3 games at home. They've won and they've played some pretty good hockey. And they've also been a surprising over team, 7-1, in fact, over the total in their last 8 games. Edmonton, I mean, you look at them, they're usually either scoring 5+, or, you know, even the nights they score 3 or 4, they usually give up a couple, and most of their games have kind of trended over the total of late, and that's kind of where I'm going here in this one. It's difficult right now for me to look at a Edmonton game over, and now with Dallas offensively picking it up, and for Dallas, look, Sagan is starting to score, Ben is starting to score. Isn't it amazing how Dallas just suddenly starts winning when Tyler Seguin and Jamie Benn decide to play like NHL players? You know, it's amazing. All of a sudden, they're starting to percolate, and Dallas is starting to win games. It really is that simple. Sometimes you just need your best guys to step up, produce, and get things rolling offensively. And at least now for Dallas, they are starting. So you've got Ottinger in net. He's played well, but he might play well here. That's the risk with the over. But look, Edmonton's offense pales in comparison to what he's faced in between the pipes so far for the Dallas Stars. And on the flip side, we got Skinner once again in net for Edmonton. He's actually played well, Stuart Skinner, but you know, the more games he gets under his belt, I think the more opposing teams are going to be able to scout where his weaknesses are, where the tendencies can be for him and maybe a better way to how to exploit that. So for me, I'm not betting a side here, but I'm going to go over the total here. Over six minus 120 with the Oilers and the Stars. Jimmy, what do you think here? Edmonton, Dallas.
Yeah, I like this spot for the Oilers. I think that they should be the favorite, to be honest. And I look at it right now, I'm going to take this value you can get with them and just go flat out Oilers on the money line. I'm very tempted on the over. I would have loved the over in the first period, but I'm looking at a minus 150 right now. That's just a little too high for me to put that down. So I'm going to stick with the money line here. Give me Oilers to start the trip off with a win.
Yeah, and Connor McDavid, by the way, 17-game point streak for him. That's absolutely remarkable. We shouldn't be shocked anymore, but still, when you see 17 consecutive games, it's still damn hard. I don't care how good you are. You know how difficult it is to have a 17 consecutive game streak with at least a point? That is difficult, and Connor McDavid just makes it look easy here on most nights. But, you know, as far as goal-scoring props in this game go, you know, obviously I like Barry Boulay in the other game. Yes, Puljujärvi is the guy to really hone in on here tonight for the Edmonton Oilers. And I say that in spite of the fact he has just 1 point, I believe, in the last six games. You're going to say, wait a second here. How could you? And usually that's not my style with the props. Usually I want someone that's in good form, is feeling it, and is chipping in points, scoring goals on a regular basis in the short term. So why do I like Puljujärvi tonight for the Edmonton Oilers? Because at some point, puck's going to start going in for him. You see the shots on goal numbers for him the last few games? He's had three shots on goal in the last four games for the Edmonton Oilers. He is firing the rubber at the net, and it's just not going in for him right now. And of course, he's on the top line for the Edmonton Oilers. He's getting top line minutes with Connor McDavid and Zach Hyman. So you know he's going to get more opportunity. He's going to be out there every single time on the power play. When you've got combined, what is it, in the last four games, 15 shots, you know, at some point you're going to find the back of the net, especially when you're playing with Connor McDavid, you know, on your line. So that to me is something to look at here. Puljujärvi over shots, over to score a goal. You know, if your book offers points, you can look at Jesse Puljujärvi for points as well. Same thing with Hyman. Hyman's kind of cooled off lately, but it's not been for lack of trying, and it's not been for lack of opportunity. So the two wingers and two line mates of Connor McDavid, Hyman and Puljujärvi, they look like pretty good prop candidates for me tonight in this game against the Edmonton Oilers. We'll see if we can add to the prop wizardry that I've had. Not so much last night. Last night was disappointing. Some of the guys we liked didn't find the back of the net or find the score sheet. Kadri did, though. Late in that game with the empty netter for Colorado last night. But I think Puljujärvi, Hyman, we'll look at those two Oiler top line forwards for props tonight. All right, the final game of this Tuesday card, Chicago Blackhawks, Calgary Flames. Calgary minus 220, home favorites, 5.5, the total in this game. This one I'm going back and forth. And I'll start by saying this. If I bet the side in this game, I'm taking the big road underdog price with Chicago. That's the way I'm going. But, and look, this is that prototypical, usually bet against spot. Calgary off a long and fairly successful road trip through the East. This was another very good road trip for them. It ended very well for the Flames with the three straight victories, convincing victories. The Buffalo win, the Islander win 5-2. Although, again, Islanders decimated by injuries and COVID-19 took advantage of that. And then I'm sure Jimmy knows all too well what happened in Calgary's final game of that road trip against the Boston Bruins. I don't know what that was from the Boston Bruins the other night against Calgary, but you talk about lethargic, listless. That was that for the Boston Bruins, and Calgary just dummied them 4-0, just a dominant performance in that game by the Calgary Flames. So they wrap up that road trip with three straight wins. It started out poorly, that road trip, but it was a long road trip. It was seven games on the road. You went to Montreal, you went to Toronto, Ottawa, Philly, Buffalo, New York Islanders, Boston. This is that spot you cannot back a team usually. But I remember fading Calgary off a long and successful road trip earlier this year. It was against Philly, and Calgary couldn't have played a better game. They dominated the Flyers. They waxed them. They won 4-0. They didn't give the Flyers anything. I think they held them to below 20 shots in that game. They couldn't have played better. And that's the concern. And they're rolling right now. They are as red hot and they are as that Flames logo makes you think right now. I mean, they are playing some great hockey, Calgary. They got two goalies playing well. Markstrom's been great all year. Dan Vladar, every time he's been in there, he's been a brick wall for Calgary. Really impressed with him in a backup role. That's two great starts in a row for him. So that's the concern for me. I want to take Chicago. It's definitely a plus spot for Chicago. And in theory, it's a negative one for Calgary. But they rose up in a spot similar to this off a long, successful road trip coming back home, and they routed Philly the last time they were in this spot. So I'm not sure I want to take my chances against this red-hot Calgary team right now, knowing that they avoided the pitfall of that first home game off a long and successful road trip the last time they were in this situation earlier this season. So it becomes a tricky game. I mean, probably one I'm going to pass, but I'll say this right now. The price is tantalizing here on Chicago. They've just lost one game since the coaching change, since Derek King's been behind the bench. And that one loss, yeah, to one of the best teams going, Edmonton. You know, no shame in that whatsoever. So, and look, Fleury's going to be in net, and he's been magnificent, really, since the coaching change as well. Now, the team defense has been better in front of him, but he's been excellent in between the pipes. So he's got a chance to give Chicago a chance here to steal this road win, in my opinion. So definitely in Chicago. I don't know if I'll pull the trigger, but if this price keeps climbing, like it's already gone from minus 185 to minus 230, if it goes any higher than that, I'm going to have to put something on Chicago, because I think at that point, the price is just going to get a little bit too high, given still my concerns for the Flames in this situation. First home game off a very, very long but quite successful finish to that road trip. Jimmy, what do you think here, Blackhawks, Flames?
Well, I mean, you know, you point out that that last time they came home from a long road trip, they did get that win against Philly. But for some reason, I like this spot for Chicago. I just like the way they're playing right now. Like you mentioned, like one loss since the coaching change. Fleury is in a zone. It has the makings of kind of being a sleeper, just a real snooze fest, you know, like a 3-1, 2-0 type game. And I like Chicago on this money line. I just love this value. So I think it's a flat spot for Calgary. I'm going to take Chicago to win this game outright on the money line.
Yeah, definitely. And by the way, if you want to look, I don't know if, I don't have an opinion whatsoever on the total. Current form tells you bet under, because other than Edmonton, who are pulling everybody into an over pretty much, Chicago's gone under pretty much in every other game, you know, that they played under Derek King. And Calgary's playing good defense, getting good goaltending. And I don't know if they're going to have their legs to, you know, go back and forth and trade chances. So I'd lean under. But what kept me off the under? Well, other than the fact I don't love betting unders, the other thing that kept me off it was the fact that over has been the dominant theme in the series history between these two teams. They've played nothing but mostly overs between them. And that's another thing that concerned me. I mean, when you look at the series history, 7-3-1 over the total the last 11 meetings. So that's why it's tough for me. Conflicting, you know, viewpoints, if you will, back and forth when it comes to the total. So that's why I'm not betting the total. But I'm with Jimmy. I would only look Chicago. And maybe this is the spot that Calgary finally looks like a team on the first home game off a long road trip. But maybe it isn't. Maybe they look like they do against Philly. What I know is Chicago's played more good enough, five of their last six wins since the coaching change, more than good enough that at a north of plus 200 price in a plum spot for them compared to Calgary, I think you can feel relatively decent about taking this bet, making this bet at this price, given the situation here for Chicago. As far as goal scorer props, DeBrincat for Chicago, I mean, he's been magnificent. And Mangiapane, how many times have we said this? I just keep taking Mangiapane to score a goal. I mean, he did it against Boston, and I was on that prop as well in that game on Sunday night. He just finds a way to find the back of the net. He's gotten to the point where his start to the year, Jimmy, it's been so good. He's on the radar now for Canada at the Olympics.
Yeah.
And that's no joke. He is legitimately, potentially, he's obviously going to not crack the top six, but he's going to be still third line, fourth line. He could find his way onto that Team Canada Olympic hockey team with the season he's had so far. And they still haven't adjusted it enough. Every single game you see Lindholm and Gaudreau and Tkachuk and Monahan priced lower than him to score a goal on this Calgary team. And there's Mangiapane behind all those guys at like plus 200, plus 220. I don't get it. You just keep betting it. It's great value. And he finds a way to have chances and in most cases bury a puck or two in the majority of games right now.
Yeah, that's going to change soon, though. You'd have to think, Ian. I mean, sooner or later, they're going to catch on here. So jump on that while you can, for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Before we wrap up, we'll get to best bets in just a second. We got, you know, it's a short show with only the three games. We'll let Jimmy talk about that Bruins effort Sunday night, because I couldn't believe it against Calgary. I shouldn't say I couldn't, because, you know, they played the night before. It was a convincing win against Philly, 5-2. Although I think that was the Martin Jones effect, too, that kind of helped the Bruins out that night. But nevertheless, to come back home and just get completely outplayed, lethargic as can be, 4-0 shutout loss to Calgary, disappointing one step forward. Kind of feels like it's been a one step forward, two steps back kind of season so far for the Boston Bruins.
Yeah, it really has, Ian. And look, I'm just going to keep harping on it. It's that team defense, not just the blue line, the whole team defense, and specifically through the neutral zone. Just watch them carefully next time they play. They're a mess. They're an absolute mess. And yeah, they're going to go into Buffalo tomorrow, and they should just destroy Buffalo on paper, but I can't say they will. I can't. One thing I can tell you is I don't care if the over's 8, take it. There's going to be a lot of goals in that game tomorrow because both team defenses are a mess. I watched some of that Buffalo Columbus game last night, and it was like a game of shinny. Neither team seemed to care about any type of defense in that game. And that's kind of the feel you might get tomorrow. And look, the Bruins, I don't know what happened. As far as what happened against Calgary, obviously ran into a good team. But at the same time, I just think that the Bruins have this false sense of comfort that comes over them, even after one win. And, you know, they were coming in on a 3-game win streak there. I think they got a little cocky. I think they looked at the team on the other end and said, they're on the end of their road trip. They just want to get on that plane and get home, get in their own beds. And they underestimated them. So there's a lot to be corrected with the Boston Bruins right now. And I think if it doesn't happen on the ice soon, it's going to happen elsewhere in the form of a trade, I would think. So something needs to be done because they are just too inconsistent right now.
Yeah, exactly. And you're right. I've noticed it. You've definitely mentioned it several times. It's true. That blue line is not the Bruin staunch shutdown, knock you down on your can in front of the net defense that we've seen in the past.
What about the forwards? Nobody gets back to help. That's the thing that frustrates me is besides the Bergeron line, nobody's getting back. They're all just sort of sitting in the neutral zone waiting for a breakout pass. And if I'm Bruce Cassidy, I'm disgusted. Any coach would be disgusted at that. It's frustrating because I know we want to see back and forth action as fans, and we want to see a lot of goals, and it's fun, but it's not fun when you're a coach, when your team's just lackadaisical across the ice.
Yeah, it's not fun when you got to see your goalie fetch the puck out of his own net, you know, too many times. That's not a fun experience for any head coach. And you know what they need? They need a guy like Kevin Miller back on this team. They need a guy like Zdeno Chara back on this team. They need an Adam McQuaid back in this team. You know, someone that's going to just knock someone down on their freaking keister in front of the net. And not let them get a loose puck in front of the rebound. Not be soft with the goal, with the puck just lying there in front of the goal crease. That's what I think they're. That's an element of that blue line that's missing right now.
Yeah, I would agree. It'll be interesting to see what happens in the next few weeks because this is a time where we'll start to see some deals. It's usually right around Thanksgiving in the States, so something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, I think of all the guys they used to have. You know, when the Bruins were obviously, I think, a little bit better than they are now. And I mentioned them right there: Miller, Chara, McQuaid, Boychuk. I mean, you go on down the list, guys that were laid the hammer down on you in front of the net. And don't know if you're seeing enough of that right now from the Boston Bruins. One last note on the Calgary game, because he's on a point streak. Elias Lindholm, 5-game point streak for him. I'm just looking up, courtesy of DraftKings, our great partners here with the Hockey Podcast Network and the Ice Guys, what his point prop is for this game tonight. So I'm just going to look that up right now. Let me see if we can find it here. There we go. Chicago, Calgary, Lindholm. All right. Let's see. Lindholm is only -145. Okay. Well, there you go. There's a guy that's -145. It's for a guy that's had a point in 5 straight games. That's not bad. So keep an eye on that. Elias Lindholm. See if he can extend his point streak tonight against Chicago in this one. All right, great stuff with Jimmy Murphy. We will wrap up the show with best bets. A reminder for the rest of the week, we're going to have our big Wednesday show tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern. It is a 14-game NHL card.
Yeah, so we're going to do our best.
Yeah, exactly. And I think all four of us, Jimmy, might be on the show tomorrow. So we are going to try to keep a brisk pace the best we can tomorrow.
Right, because I got Liverpool at 3. So
yeah, exactly. 14 games on the docket, and of course we always do
go through it.
Yep, we hit every single one. So we will do that tomorrow. And then we're off on Thursday. Obviously, there's no NHL on Thursday. We're off for Thanksgiving. And then we'll be back on Friday. And we've made the decision collectively. We're going to do the show on Friday at noon Eastern. That is our normal weekend time. And the reason for that is because we got day hockey on Friday. Yeah. We got day games coming up on Black Friday. So the Friday Ice Guys show will be live at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. So make sure you adjust accordingly. We'll be doing the show on Friday live at noon Eastern instead of the normal 2 p.m. Eastern. So just a few programming reminders there when it comes to the Ice Guys for later in the week. All right, Jimmy, it's best bet time. What do you got for us for a Tuesday best bet?
Well, I'm looking at that Edmonton Oilers team who are somehow underdogs going on the road there in Dallas. Just a better team. I mean, that's it. And I think right now, Dallas, yeah, they're playing better hockey. I'll give them that. But at the same time, I just don't know if they can handle this attack that they're going to see tonight. And I like them. I like them to go on the road right now. I could even see them winning by 2 goals, but I'll just take that money line.
All right, great stuff there. Like in Edmonton, -110 against Dallas. Best bet for Jimmy Murphy. Mine is going to be, I'm going to go player prop tonight instead of side or total for my best bet. I'm going to go with Andrew Mangiapane, Calgary Flames, +200, anytime goal scorer. I mean, what can we say that we haven't said a million times about him this season? He's been, it's obviously a breakthrough season for him. He has scored 3 goals in the last 5 games. He's got 15 goals this season for the Calgary Flames. And just let me see the total games here that he's had. Right now, it looks like 19 games. How about that clip he's on? 15 goals in 19 games this season for Andrew Mangiapane. Let's see if we can cash another one here tonight. Calgary Flames, Andrew Mangiapane to score a goal, +200. That'll be my best bet for this Tuesday NHL card. And that'll wrap up this edition of the Ice Guys. We thank everybody in the chat for joining us. Yeah, early happy Thanksgiving to all of you, although we'll say our official final happy Thanksgiving wishes tomorrow on our final show before Thanksgiving tomorrow on Wednesday. So join us for that. A reminder, the Ice Guys is live 7 days. Oh, by the way, DraftKings, almost forgot. Make sure you take advantage of it. DraftKings, official sports betting partner of the NHL. You know, obviously, they've got obviously great options in terms of NHL betting. You know, we talk about props every day on this show. DraftKings gives you most of those props, points, goal score props, you name it, power play points, just shots on goal. So many great options. Make sure you take a look at NHL betting through DraftKings, official sports betting partner of the NHL. New customers can bet just $1 on any NHL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a goal. Doesn't matter if it's a one-timer, deflection, or breakaway, however they light the lamp, you win. If DraftKings Sportsbook isn't available in your state yet, don't worry. You can play for huge cash prizes all season long with DraftKings Daily Fantasy Sports Contest. DraftKings giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code THPN. Throw down $1 on any NHL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a goal. One puck in the net nets you a big win this week with promo code THPN at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. Must be 21 years of age or older. Must reside in a DraftKings Sportsbook state. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Sign up for an account. Use the promo code THPN. All right. We will be back with you tomorrow. The Ice Guys live 7 days a week on YouTube, Monday to Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern. Although Friday this week is at noon Eastern. We're doing the show earlier, Saturday, Sunday as well at noon Eastern. If you can't watch the show live, download the Ice Guys podcast in audio form on all major podcast platforms, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. Download the Ice Guys podcast whenever you can't tune in and watch the show live. For Jimmy Murphy, I'm Ian Cameron. Have a great Tuesday night. Enjoy the games and good luck. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow on Wednesday for a massive NHL card right here on the Ice Guys, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network.